This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
That was The Killers there, introducing a little bit of a different song. A different style of song. That's The Man. That's their new single coming off their fifth album, A Wonderful, Wonderful. Very different sort of feel from The Killers. Not what I was expecting. First time I've heard it. A bit more
still
psychedelic.
Nice, I like it.
Very different. Yes. Remains to be seen whether they'll be playing that tune out in front of 100,000.
I think they would go with their classic.
I
think you're right.
I think they will, but I reckon they'll also roll out some different stuff because they often you get the acts that use that opportunity to get their new stuff heard by a massive audience.
True.
So there's a concern. But anyway, we are.
So you can definitely tell Jim's.
No, it didn't raise
Jim's choice on it.
Yeah. Now, this is a segment we started last week, and
we'll
continue weeks to come. It's Elsie's movie review.
Although it's really just you guys guessing and then me telling you that you're wrong.
Okay, so the challenge is you saw a movie during the week.
I did.
You're going to give us a bit of a review, but before you tell us that, you are going to give Jim and I a little bit of information about the movie. A movie which we have not seen, and we're going to try and guess the plot line.
Yeah. So the movie is called True Story, which I'm sure there's so many movies called True Story that it's ridiculous. But
it's not the Hamish and Andy version, is it?
No, it's not the TV show, unfortunately. It was made in 2015 or 16. It has James Franco and Jonah Hill as the main characters.
Right.
And
big name actors there.
Yeah, and the only thing I will say is that they don't play their typical roles.
Okay.
Can you give us anything else? Maybe a genre?
No, because I like that you kind of go it's not a comedy, so they don't play their typical roles. It's definitely not a comedy.
I know what I'm thinking.
Yep.
Okay, you go then.
I'm thinking this movie is set in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
It's just my first part to this. There's a lot of things you can do in New Zealand, thrill-seeking things. I believe some of them are involved. James Franco, or whatever the hell his name is, he plays a tourist from the US.
Yep.
He's over there meeting his mate, Jonah Hill, who is a Kiwi in this movie.
So far, so good.
Yep.
Yep. Frankenstein. He comes over, catches up with his mate who he hasn't seen in a long time.
Yep.
He tells him a lot of stories of his adventures back home while they're out on their adventures in the land of the Kiwis.
Yep.
And sheep and all that sort of stuff. So that happens. And all of his stories that he's telling from back home, so they're sort of being replayed within the movie, and all of them end with Jonah Hill saying, "True story, bro."
Okay.
That is my guess.
That's great.
I actually think you're very close to the mark, although that wasn't my first inkling. Hearing True Story, I'm thinking, okay, so James Franco, he's a struggling movie producer over in LA.
Yep.
He had one hit 10 years ago, but since then, his last movies have flopped. What does he do? He grabs the biggest actor in the world, which is Jonah Hill at the time, fresh off multiple Oscar-winning performances.
Yeah.
He can't go wrong with this new story that he's got, which is actually not too different to the story that you just said, but he is filming that. So it's a bit of a friendship, sort of international sort of story, where Jonah plays both parts, okay? Right?
Okay.
So this is a little bit confusing, but hang on.
But continue.
So Franco's the movie director. Like
so Franco's the movie director. Jonah's that good that he can play both parts.
Yep.
So
you're saying Jonah's the actor in the movie and Jonah Hill? He's the actor in the movie that's being filmed within the movie.
I'm going to go with yes.
don't know what that means, but yes.
So this movie... he's you know, he's produced it, and he's really happy with it. And just as he's about to release it, turns out the movie has actually happened before, and he's copyrighted somebody's life, right?
Right.
So there's a few layers here, a bit like a Nonna's lasagna. It's sort of going everywhere at the moment. But the point is that he gets sued, movie producer, Franku, as James calls him, gets sued for creating a movie about a bloke with split personalities that actually exists, and drama ensues.
So confusing.
Okay.
Yes.
But
yes.
Don't tell us the answer.
No.
And
okay.
Just a quick disclaimer before we go to the break.
Yep.
Those two film ideas that me and Cobb have just thrown out are copyrighted. If
you can understand Cobb's at all, copyrighted.
If they are made in the next 50 years, suing will happen. My lawyers will see your lawyers, and I will win.
All right, well, stay tuned. Elsie's going to tell us whether we are correct or not. Probably correct, though. In the meantime, this is Diet and Close Off. You're listening to Sin 90.7. And welcome back to Sin 90.7. You're listening to Get Serial. My name is Jake Gobbers-Stevens, the in and out maestro here.
Ha ha. Give it himself.
Joined by Jim Hickleton and Elsie. Jim's the male, Elsie's the female that you will hear on the radio.
The male extraordinaire is the title I've given myself.
Settle down, mate.
Isn't that what we're doing?
All right. No, we don't.
Only I may give myself nicknames. That's my territory.
at least you've admitted it.
So, okay. So, Elsie, put the listeners out of their misery.
Yeah.
Movie plot's correct?
Sorry. Yeah, before the break, in summary, Jim and Cobb's movie plots were Jonah Hill and James Franco wandering through New Zealand, and James Franco was telling Jonah Hill about past adventures.
Yes.
Jonah Hill was delivering a great punchline, which was...
all ended with Jonah Hill saying, "True story, bro."
Which was amazing. And I still don't understand Cobbs, so we'll just move on from that. but it was set in LA, and James Franco was a struggling producer. Yeah,
I can't wait for the day when we come back for this part of the segment and Elsie goes, "You were correct." One day. We might have to sharpen up our guesses slightly.
Yeah. So you were both wrong, unsurprisingly.
Well, hang on, not unsurprisingly. They were very good guesses.
Okay.
What happened?
You can keep telling yourself that. The movie synopsis is New York Times journalist Michael Finkel, which is Jonah Hill, loses his job when he...
He's not Kiwi.
He's from...
Damn it!
He lives in New York.
Kiwi in New York?
Very true, but no, he's American. They're both American. He loses his job when it's revealed that he was not entirely truthful on a cover story that he wrote for the publication, which is quite naughty. And his world collapses. He ends up finding out that he has an identity thief called Christian Longo, which is played by James Franco. And James Franco is actually in jail for the murder of his family.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then
he's got heavy.
And then when he got arrested, he actually used Michael Finkel's name when he was arrested. So he was using this guy's name pretty much. And Jonah Hill finds out about it. He goes and confronts James Franco, and because he's at a lull in his career, some would say, he goes and pretty much confronts him, tries to get a story out of it, and gets screwed over pretty badly by James Franco because he feeds him a lot of BS.
Right.
Now, for those who have not seen the film, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert, by the way. But as we said, I tend to watch quite indie films, so I feel like people...
one's going to watch them anyway.
Also, it was released in about 2015 or 16, so if you haven't watched it yet, like, come on, guys.
What are you doing?
Okay,
lift. So, given that we know everything that happens, is it worth actually watching with our eyeballs?
I really liked it, mainly because I really like true stories / crime stories.
Is it itself a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story. Ah. Yeah, so James Franco, whatever his name is. You've confused me now. Franku. His character, Mike Finkel, is a real person, and so is Longo. Wow. And Longo's now in prison for them. So all throughout the movie, you never really know if, like, he's killed them or not. But he has been convicted and is still in jail, I believe. Oh, no, I think he was on death row, actually, because he was in a state where they still had the death penalty.
Well.
Yeah, so pretty full on.
Do we know how he was going to be killed?
No, I don't know. I don't know that.
Oh, no. That would have been of interest.
How do they generally kill people now?
I was hoping the chair...
No, I don't think they use that anymore. I think that's quite...
I think it's lethal injection.
Either thinking pills or injection, something like that.
Pills?
Anyway, on a brighter note...
Here you go, swallow this, it'll kill you.
On a brighter note, how was it? So you liked it?
Yes.
How many stars would you...
Probably 3.5, because I found the ending quite, like, convoluted and a little bit confusing. So.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. I might check it out. Don't know.
You probably won't.
Probably not. I've got 102 Dalmatians.
I'd rather see yours. Yep. Very good. Thanks for that segment, Elsie.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that one. This song here, this is Olympic Sneakers by Heaps Good Friends on Sin 90.7. And welcome back to Sin 90.7. You're listening to Get Serial, hosted by the In and Out Maestro, as I stuff that up, Jake Stevens. There's Jim
also on the mic.
And there's Elsie on that other mic. And Jim has a story. What is it, Jim?
Yes. Okay. So, Miles Collins. I don't know if you remember Miles Collins.
Oh, I hope so. How can I forget? No,
I hope so.
Give us a little refresher.
So Miles Collins is the man from the Milk Lady ad.
Now, this is the ad that we have been chasing for what seems like years.
We've been chasing the Milk Lady for a long, long time.
Yeah.
It's painful.
Now, this tell us, if you're listening to the show for the first time, what do we need to know?
Well, basically, you need to know the script. And can you... Great radio here. You got to get the script up.
I'll try and get that up.
Okay,
but,
cheers.
Give us a recap of what's happening.
Okay, recap. Here is what's happening. So, a while back, we obviously decided we want to get in touch with the Milk Lady, Great Australian ad for one of the milk brands. It doesn't really matter because that's not what's important here. And what's important is the fact that the Milk Lady said this great line, and it all needs to be remembered. We've been trying to get in touch with her. We had no leads for a long time until I found out through YouTube and comments on YouTube and so on that Miles Collins is the actor of the bloke in that ad, the guy who supposedly put on a couple extra kilos.
So he put on a couple extra kilos. Yeah. He comes into the store and he says, can I have some milk?
Yes.
And the lady says...
No, wait. I'd like you to read that at a certain point for me.
Okay.
Okay. So.
But I just want to show what listeners, just in case they've forgotten what ad it is.
Can I say it now? We'll say it again later. We'll say it heaps.
She said, would you like low fat, no fat, full cream, high calcium, high protein, soy, light skim, omega 3, high calcium with vitamin D and fluoride or extra dollop?
Yes.
And then the man says, I just like milk that tastes like real milk. Okay. So it was a classic Australian ad.
And so then she says, this is full cream milk. But only 2% fat or something like that.
So we want to find the lady.
You've
found the man.
Found the man, Miles Collins. So Miles Collins is a teacher, believe it or not, drama teacher at Brighton Grammar. And now I have an email contact at Brighton Grammar, and it's not directly Miles Collins.
Yep.
So we'll have to go through the office to then get to Miles Collins. So I have drafted up a letter.
Yep.
Well, not well, an email.
You're not sending him a snail mail letter?
I may send him a letter.
That would be funny.
Send him a letter a day until
I'm sure
they release
it. I'm sure it would get his attention.
Yes. So here is the email. Dear holders of Miles Collins / Brighton Grammar School, we at Sin on Melbourne and Australia's number one breakfast show, Get Serial, are chasing the Milk Lady. And if you do not know who she is, expect a peanut in coming weeks. Assuming that you are peanuts, the Milk Lady says this in an iconic Australian ad. Insert script.
Low fat, no fat, full cream, high calcium, high protein, soy, light skim, omega 3, high calcium with vitamin D or fluoride, extra dog.
Now that we've cleared up.
That was amazing.
Cleared this up. That was a really good job. here is a list of our demands.
This is so aggressive, by the way. Like, I would be surprised if you got an email back.
I thought thought, this is how you get things done. I would like your organisation to release Miles Collins to us for a questioning on the morning of the 26th of June between 8 and 9 a.m.
You know they don't own him as well. Continue.
That's next week. That's Monday.
That's Monday. We cannot guarantee his safety. Brutal interrogation tactics may be employed to get necessary answers. If you do not cooperate with us, you will be sorry as we make our displeasure known. Sincerely, Jim, Cobb and Elsie. P.S. We are not mucking around. Give us Miles Collins. P.P.S. Do you know the gender of Beyonce's kids?
very good.
All big questions that need to be answered.
Well,
awesome.
You send off that email.
I will be sending that email off today.
And we expect a response.
And if there isn't, all hell will break loose. I can assure you of this.
That's classic. We're gonna get her. I like your determination, Jim. Jim puts down his woodwind instrument as we wrap up that song there from Childish Gambino. That was California.
Is that a pan pipe?
What's the thing where you get a big bottle and you just go? Doo, 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 doo. I need a bottle.
It's got a slightly different sound.
Oh, we're going down here very quickly. Yeah. that's the stuff we're coming up with.
It's not working.
No, let's move on very quickly.
But it was a pan pipe, not a bottle, for all those wondering.
Too many other listeners. Hey, look, Channel 10, voluntary administration during the week. Although I turned
completely
on the,
stuffed.
I turned on the TV and they're still rolling, so I don't know what that actually means. But it's no secret that they are in trouble. And look, we thought that we would lend a hand to Australia's third favourite TV station.
I'm willing to work.
Would you say they're in trouble though? I feel like this is going to be like a good.
They're cooked.
A good thing for them. No, okay. No, that's very.
Well, we need to think of. I think they might be. I think without us anyway, they're in trouble.
Without us, of course.
That's their number one issue. They're going for the wrong talent.
Right. So, I just thought, all right. We need to help them out. We need to come up with some show ideas, maybe some programming thoughts. During the week, it's been said that perhaps they change their news to naked news and present the news in the nude.
Yes, naked news. I like
it.
That was an idea until people remembered that Stephen Quatermain hosts a lot of the news, and that was quickly went out the window. Other people have suggested maybe they grab George Columbaris from MasterChef and get him to work on the finances.
He's very good at that sort of stuff.
So that could be another suggestion. But I thought we could come up with our own thoughts. Do you guys have anything that springs to mind?
Okay, so if we're talking about like new shows that they could potentially do, I would really love them to steal Embarrassing Bodies from whatever other network that show's on.
And play it at 6 o'clock.
We want to keep viewers. We don't want to scare them
away. I love that show so much.
There's nothing like a bit of saggy skin where it shouldn't be.
We'll just play it exclusively like during breakfast and dinner times.
Yeah. Just cut everything
some
out.
Some people like that while eating their food.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So that's my idea.
Jim, do you have anything?
I like it. I want them, they need to improve on The Bachelor. Obviously, they're bringing in Sophie Monk for The Bachelorette. I want Warnie.
Is that on Channel 10?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
With Osha.
I clearly don't watch enough TV. Continue.
No. I want to introduce The Gym Show.
The Gym Show?
A gym show.
What does that involve?
Well, it's basically a rip off of Rove's show. Because they've gone downhill since.
Gym Live.
Well, and I'm prepared to drop 1-0 off my salary. Brings me down to 900,000.
Okay. That's very kind of you.
Yeah, I know.
Considerate, considering that they're in trouble.
Potentially
at the
affordable
moment.
For them now.
Yeah.
Only just. Can't have any other shows.
Right. So I like the idea, The Bachelor. You mentioned Bachelor. I don't know. Do they have a building show? A lot of channels have a building.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like a renovation.
They need a renovation show. Okay. So maybe they could steal, let's say, Channel 7's renovation show.
They have the living room, which is like a building section. So maybe if they just make that into its own show.
Okay, so they've got the Bachelor, and they've got a building show, and I suggest
that they take the contestants from both of those particular programs and put them on an island.
How amazing.
Survivor style.
And make a building.
You have to build something.
They have to, one group will be in charge of populating civilization, with the Bachelor style, and the other team will build the infrastructure needed on the new island.
Well, this could we so potentially bad. Merge three shows into one here?
I don't see. Like, I think cost cuts.
So you've got the Bachelor and the Bachelorette, which will class as one. Yep. You've got House Rules and the Block, which will class as one because we're bringing them in, and then the third one could be the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
But you'd need actual celebrities for that.
Yeah, well, the people that are on those House Rules shows and The Block, if they've done a season, they're technically celebrities.
No, we need actual celebrities.
Well, we can have actual celebrities. Mate, okay. Sophie Monk and Warnie could be the Bachelor and Bachelorette. They're celebrities. They're doing the repopulating.
Why don't they just get together, those two?
Yeah, that's a good combination.
Save us a lot of time.
How about, I have fond memories from Channel 10 growing up as a kid, just watching Seinfeld and Simpsons. So I think exclusively between 6 p.m. and 9 a.m. is Simpsons. And then in the middle of the day from 12 to 5, it's just Seinfeld.
Well, the kids back are at
back
school.
To back.
Yeah.
So brilliant. I think that would help them out. And, you'll throw an occasional episode of Russell Coit in there. Or
or Nude News.
Nude News,
yeah.
The key here is, I think they need to nick off the news. And I think if the issue comes 6 o'clock every night is all we've got on every channel is news. Give us another option.
I think they have to have the news.
Yeah.
No, but they can do their news at 8 or something.
Maybe they spice it up with
quite different.
They spice it up with, Survivor, so they do the news from the island, the news of the island, perhaps.
Oh, the news of the
imagine
island.
Imagine that. Oh, my God, I've just thought of another show. All the news teams from all the stations go onto an island.
A Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Anchorman.
Anchorman, thank you. Yes,
where they all fight to death.
Exactly.
I like it. Yes. Channel 10, you've got some life left in you, I think.
Yep.
I'm backing Peter Hitchener in The Hunger Games.
We'll send you our consultation bill shortly.
Will do. You're listening to Sin 90.7, and this is Get Serial.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.